Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an insightful message titled The Baptism of the Holy Ghost under the subtitle Operating Spiritual Gifts. Today, he speaks about how faith leads us into the operation of these gifts. Let's join in.
So, today I want to talk about operating spiritual gifts. We are talking about baptism. We started with that. But now, I want to talk about operating. There's the spirit of word of wisdom. To one is given by the Spirit. The word of wisdom, 1 Corinthians 12:8, to another. The word of knowledge, to another. Faith, to another. Healings, to another. Miracles, to another. Prophecy, to another. Discernment of spirits, to another. Diverse kinds of tongues, to another. Interpretation of tongues, various types. So now, let's look at how we are going to use them. Amen. Let's start. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, Paul wrote to Timothy. You know, Paul had two young men that he used to work with. One was called Titus, and one was called Timothy. He sent Titus to Crete to go and deal with the church members. But he sent Timothy to Ephesus to deal with the pastors and the leadership. So two different people with different assignments. That's why 1 Timothy 3:1 says, this is a true saying, if a man desires the office of a bishop. So his was more like leadership, but Titus was more like church members. And one thing about Timothy was that he was a very timid guy, naturally. So 1 Corinthians 16, Paul said, when Timotheus come to you, receive him. He told them that, listen, receive that man because he's a fearful guy. So, this man, Timothy, had received some spiritual gifts from Paul by the laying on of hands. But Paul was not seeing the gifts. Timothy was not using any of the gifts. So, in the first part of the letter, Paul expresses his concern about the fact that he's not seeing the gifts. And it's true. I didn't read any verse that said Timothy had healed even a mouse or prayed for somebody. We hear of Paul praying for people, miracles, healing people, but I never saw any verse that spoke about Timothy even praying for somebody. There's nothing like that. So Paul said that, look, this guy, I must encourage him to start operating in spiritual gifts. So I want us to read part of the letter. That's the beginning. And he starts with that. So 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, it says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned, unfeigned means sincere, faith which is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that it is in you also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of my hands. So here he spoke about the fact that, listen, you have spiritual gifts. Begin to use them. Stir them up. Verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Verse 8. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. So in these few words, Paul reminds Timothy and tells him that, listen, you must begin to use these spiritual gifts. So I want us to look at what he said. The first thing he said to Timothy is that he said, you need faith. He doesn't want the faith. He says, I call to remembrance, verse 5, the unfeigned faith which is in you. He said, where is the faith? I'm not seeing it. Which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that it is in you also. So he said, listen, stir up the gift. I mean, you have faith, so stir it up. For us to exercise spiritual gifts, we need faith. One day the Holy Spirit said to me, faith is the doorway into the spirit realm. And anytime you are not exercising faith, it means you are in the natural. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible says, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2 says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Access into the grace of God, the power of God, is and will always be by faith. Master key number one, faith. When I say faith, what it means is that you are unsure. You yourself is beyond you. Maybe you know 80%, but 20% you don't know. The part that you don't know is God's part, which means you have to rely on God. You know 70%, but 30% you don't have the answer. Those answers are with God, and you are believing God to supply those answers. Faith. Very important. Now, of all the spiritual gifts, the nine which I mentioned, each one of them requires faith. You know, one day when I was a student, I did a job for somebody in those days, an architectural job. And the person paid me $1,000. And this $1,000 was in my pocket. And I was working from the Department of Architecture down the road. But I had been praying to the Lord that, look, what should I do with this $1,000? A lot of people face that problem. You have money, but the question is, what do you do with it? You have $10,000. What do you do with it? And you will be there. You don't know exactly what to do with it. What I needed at that point was the gift of the word of wisdom. I said, wisdom shows you what to do. So that's what I needed. You see, and I had been praying for wisdom, that God will give me wisdom. James chapter 1, verse 5, it says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him pray. Let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and he shall give him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. So even with the gift of wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, Paul said, you need faith. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Verse 7 says. So yeah, the Bible is saying that even if you pray for a word of wisdom, to access this word of wisdom without faith, you will not receive anything. Verse 8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That's why I said, to tap into the power of God, you need faith. So here I was coming now, and the question was, what do I do with this money? And I had been praying. On this particular day, I don't even know why the money was in my pocket. Then as I was walking down the street, I met somebody. He was also walking. And we started chatting. And when we started chatting, he told me that he had a small shop that he was selling. Then I asked him, how much is this shop? He said, $1,000. Then something told me, this is the Holy Spirit talking to you. Then my mind told me, no, this is not the Holy Spirit. This is just a feeling you are getting. Then another thing came to my mind. No, 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 no. You don't know anything about this shop. Maybe it's a very bad shop. It won't work. So a lot of things were now flooding my mind. But I said to myself, I have been praying. I don't know what to do. And then I have met this man on the road. We are conversing. And what he's saying lines up what I'm saying. So although I had my doubts about whether it was God or not, it was not God, I said to myself, this must be the gift of the word of wisdom operating in me right now. So I must force myself and believe that this is God. That's where the faith element was. It wasn't easy. I had to force myself to believe. Many of us don't trust ourselves. We feel that, no, this is wrong. That's what the Bible says, that if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, nothing wavering. In other words, you can waver between so many ideas. But he said, for this gift to be released, he said, listen, he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. So sometimes this gift is working, but you think that it's not God, it's something else. So I said to myself, I'm pushing my way through. I hadn't even seen the shop. I knew it, I had an idea, but I didn't know even what actually was inside. But I said, this was a matter of faith, the supernatural. And I believed it. So I said to the gentleman, I said, listen, I have the money in my pocket. So I told the man, I just gave it to him. So right on there, we made an exchange. He had my money. I had the shop. So from there, we continued, gave me the keys, everything. I became in possession of the shop. And when I entered the shop, I was confused. Anything that they were selling there, I had no idea what they were selling there. But that shop became such a great financial blessing that I could not even... It built houses, it bought cars. Put your hands together for Jesus. That's the bread of wisdom operating.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that God is willing to use us. The only thing that is left is faith. Join us again on Monday for another powerful session with Kakwa Baden.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our forum. Somebody will say, what is fuel? Our fuel, our partners. They fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's fuel. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries, like Ghana. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. Our Facebook page, Kakwa Baden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading a devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you will be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that it doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kakwa Baden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you. Thank you.
If you'd like to partner with us, send a Facebook message with the word partner or an email with the word partner to info@kakrabaden.org. Send a WhatsApp message to +233 500 492 10. Call or text to +233 20 757 5215.